The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Brought to you by Standard Life, a life savings company for your journey to and through retirement.
There is, of course, a game tonight in the Aviva, that being Hungary versus the Republic of Ireland. Kickoff, I think, at 7:45. But before the kickoff, there was a protest on Shelburne Road against Viktor Orban and against his regime, particularly in respect of their treatment of LGBTQ plus people and the diminution of their rights in that country and the vastly lower level of their rights in that country by comparison to other EU member states. With us is Éan O'Riordan, Labour MEP for Dublin. Morning, Éan.
Morning.
Do you think you'd achieve anything with this?
I don't know, but I do know that a number of Irish people went over to Budapest in June to show solidarity with the Pride community in Budapest because the Pride was effectively banned. So if the orchestrator of that ban comes to Dublin, well, it's only appropriate that we show him how unwelcome he is. We're not trying to make anybody feel uncomfortable, but certainly Viktor Orban is a rogue prime minister in the European Union. He is somebody who is clamping down on gay rights. He's clamping down on the judiciary, on the free press. He's an ally of Putin and an ally of Netanyahu. And he's somebody who really is the godfather of far-right activism across the European Union. So if he's coming to Dublin, I think we should make our feelings known in solidarity with people in Hungary, but also in solidarity with those of us who feel that the European Union deserves better than somebody like him.
If that's your belief about his role as a leader of a member state, what do you think then about Europe's response to him, capacity to pressure him and his regime, influence on him? Is enough being done?
Well, they have been quite strong. I know, I mean, Ursula von der Leyen, who isn't very strong in other respects, has been quite strong in Hungary. It's actually Michael McGrath's responsibility to take Viktor Orban and his politics to task if he's outside of international law, and we'll see where that goes. But certainly, when the presidency of the European Council was in Hungary's hands there a year ago, it was, you know, patently clear to them that this wasn't something that made anybody feel comfortable, and quite a number of council meetings were cancelled as a result. But they are a member state, so you have to be, you have to assume that there could be a change of administration in a few years' time, and on that basis, you have to make sure that you keep diplomatic lines of communication open. But this is somebody who opens his arms to Netanyahu to come to Budapest, even though he's under an arrest warrant from the ICJ. He's somebody, as I said, who clamps down on all the liberties that we'd expect from a European Union state. He's the one who's clamping down on them, and he stands alone in his support for Russia and indeed for Netanyahu. So, in solidarity with the groups here in Ireland who are feeling particularly vulnerable because of this type of politics, migrants, LGBTQ plus community, and anybody who feels worried about the rise of the far right when somebody like Viktor Orban comes to town and is afforded the diplomatic status of the football match, it's important that we make him know, and I suppose the people of Dublin know, just what we're dealing with.
And that is the case. He himself will be there and he will be in attendance at the game. That's the expectation.
Yeah, it's not, I mean, it's not a private visit. He's not standing behind the goal. He's being afforded the diplomatic niceties that you'd expect that the FAI are expected to do. So we're not boycotting the game. We're not telling people not to go. We're not saying anything like that, but we are aware of the fact that he's going as Prime Minister of Hungary. So from 7 o'clock, we'll be outside the podium entrance to Lansdowne Road and Shelburne Road just to voice our opposition. No more than that.
And are you expecting a big turnout?
I don't know. But I mean, look, I do know that when Pride was happening in Hungary under the threat of arrest, people from Ireland felt strongly about going over. So when the person who is initiating that sort of clampdown is here in Dublin, well, that's important, I think, for people to show their solidarity. Look, it's Saturday night, people are busy wanting to go to the game, as I will be doing myself. But if you happen to be in Dublin, if you're strongly about these issues, if 7 o'clock suits you, please come down to Shelburne Road at the podium entrance to Lansdowne Road and show your solidarity with the LGBTQ plus community, but also those who feel strongly about Palestine. Because as I said, Netanyahu has one major ally in the European Union, and it's Viktor Orban.
Well, thank you. That's Éan O'Riordan, Labour MEP for Dublin.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.